The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Ireland's new traffic management system is facing serious criticisms after costs rose from an expected 19.5 million to more than 31 million. And no part of the system has yet been delivered yet. Concerns have been raised at the Dáil Public Accounts Committee, where the project has been described as a slowly developing shambles. One of the members of the Public Accounts Committee, Grace Boland, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal West, joins us. Grace, thanks indeed for coming in to us. This new traffic management system, explain to us, is this effectively going to be the brains, is it, of the rail network?
Exactly. That's what it's to be. It's to be the intelligent electronic brain of the rail network. So, for example, to make it easier to get through bottlenecks like Connolly Station, we need this to be delivered so that we can have reliable and more frequent services, particularly through those bottleneck areas.
Okay, so what has gone wrong with this developing project?
Unfortunately, it seems a lot has gone wrong. So the project at the NTA, we're talking about the project in 2019. It was to be fully commissioned, fully delivered by 2024. Yet, the Controller and Auditor General raised a real concern in 2024 that this project wasn't on track and, in fact, the budget was escalating. Since I was elected, it's something that I've been raising because I'm conscious that every euro on overspend on that project means a euro less for train carriages that are badly needed on the Northern Commuter Line in Dublin and the country, and bus services. We, you know, projects like this have to be delivered so that we can invest in our public transport services and give confidence to commuters like me.
Yeah, there's more to it than that, though, as well, isn't there? Because the contractor on this, Indra, are also the company that are going to be charged with developing the LEAP, the next generation LEAP card that will allow, you know, tap on and tap and go. Thank you indeed. Thanks for helping me out there. Yeah, the tap and go system. So is there concerns about that?
Yeah, look, there are concerns here, particularly in terms of the oversight and governance and the ability of the contractor to deliver. So what we heard at the Public Accounts Committee here today was that there were recorded issues of this contractor having issues delivering a train management system elsewhere. Now, whether they've more competence in delivering tap and go or next generation ticketing, it is called. But we need to hear from the NTA. We need to hear from the department. You know, the issues that have happened here, this project's been rebaselined so many times, the NTA actually can't tell me how many times the project has been rebaselined.
Yeah, and the tap and go project is going to cost about 200 million euro, is that correct?
Even more, 238 million is the minimum this project. That project is expected to cost, and that's only for the rollout in the Greater Dublin area. That's not the national rollout.
Okay, and when you look at the overspend on the rail traffic management system, I'm just doing the maths roughly in my head, about a 60% overspend on that.
With the contractor, but there's also obviously internal costs that Irish Rail would have in the fact that this project is going on 3, 4, 5 years longer than it was expected to be. So that was a question I asked today. What are the internal costs? Because it isn't just the 31 million and the projected 35 million. It's actually more than that because we, Irish Rail, have to have a project team to support the delivery of the project.
Okay. So could the ticket list, the new ticket list system, the tap and go system, could that end up costing 300, 400 million based on this? Is that an unfair comparison to draw?
Well, I'm absolutely determined that that does not happen. It is something I repeatedly raise with the Minister for Transport and the NTA. You know, we have to learn from this project. You know, we have to learn the corporate governance issues. We have to make sure the oversight is there and that this project is set up for success. And I raised this last week with Jack Chambers and Minister Frank Fian, the Minister for Procurement. We have to make sure that our procurement processes are robust and that we're not going for the cheapest contractor. We're going for contractors that have the ability and a track record of delivery and that at the business case sets out exactly what we need and key milestones and payment pegged to delivery.
Okay, we've spoken to you before about this tap and go system, and people have been people have been waiting years for it. It's there in other European cities. Can people have any degree of confidence it will happen and it'll happen on budget?
Look, it has to happen. You know, we all go on holidays. We've all visited other cities. We know how easy it is to use. This has to happen. There's a huge amount of investment going into it. There's commitment from government going into it. And really now it is incumbent upon the NTA to make sure that it is delivering this project, that it demonstrates to us that it has learnt its failures on projects like the train control centre and can deliver this project on time and within budget.
And Indra, the contractor developing this this boat of these projects, do you have confidence in them?
I haven't met them directly. I know the Minister of Transport has met them on several occasions and meets them regularly, has raised the concerns on this project, and also the fact that, you know, they are the contractor on next generation ticketing and that they need to make sure that they are delivering. I think they've recently set up a head office here in Ireland, so I do hope I'll get to meet them at some stage.
Okay, when will we get that next generation ticketing system?
The pilot phase is to start being rolled out in 2027 with full rollout in Dublin in 2028.
So 2 years, roughly. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, all right. Listen, thanks indeed for coming in to us. Grace Boland there, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Fingal West, and of course a member of that Public Accounts Committee that was examining that new rail traffic management system for Irish Rail that looks to be running well over budget. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.